You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International, and now we have our segment where we focus on the travels of ulama. This evening, we're joined by Qari Ziyad Patel, a well-known personality to listeners across South Africa and various parts of the world. And Qari Saab has recently traveled to Australia, and he'll be chatting to us about that this evening. We welcome Qari Saab to the program. Qari Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Muftisaf, and to all of our dear listeners of Radio Islam International. It's such an honor and a privilege to be speaking to you once again. You're a dear friend to me, and you hold a very special place in my heart indeed.
Qari Saab, we echo these similar sentiments, and it was really nice meeting you towards the end of Ramadan before you undertook a very eventful and long journey to the southern tip of the world. Qari Saab, perhaps we can begin by, you know, taking us from that point when we met you after the Jummah at Masjid al-Khair, and the Musallis were still greeting you, and two or three days later you were due to depart for Australia. What had transpired from that point onwards?
Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, Ramadan was a special one for us. We had the opportunity to perform Salat Taraweeh in Bayt al-Khair Masjid till the 21st night of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, thereafter I proceeded through to Perth. We flew through Perth, and I got there at about 3 p.m. and at the same night we had to make Salat al-Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, fantastic experience and a fantastic turnout. And although we were quite tired, but alhamdulillah, the Quran keeps us pumping and keeps us going. Alhamdulillah, the next day I flew to Brisbane, and I never realized that Australia was such a large country, that when you fly from one coast, from the west coast to the east coast, it's like a two-hour time difference. And it's plus minus a 5.5 hour flight. Alhamdulillah, we got to Brisbane and we had an opportunity to meet the police commissioner of Queensland. And alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to have some explanation to him and give him a bit of a breakdown of what the Quran is and what the Quran entails, etc. Thereafter, alhamdulillah, we proceeded for Salat Taraweeh in Brisbane. And once again, it was an eventful Taraweeh. And the next day, I flew through to Melbourne. So it was quite a hectic schedule. It was actually three nights in three different cities in Australia. Alhamdulillah, Melbourne was very, very cold. Once again, we find it is a very diverse community. And alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to perform Salat al-Taraweeh there. And we then returned to Brisbane and continued the last few days of Ramadan in and around Brisbane, with Salat al-Taraweeh happening at various different masajid. And the good thing I must say that Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal accept us at all times, but people in Australia, they really value and they really look up and cherish South African ulama and South African qurra. And subhanAllah, many of them, many of the youth and many of the parents, they want their children to follow in the footsteps of the various different ulama. And alhamdulillah, whilst I was also in Australia, we had Maulana Suleiman Mulla was also on tour at the same time. So South African ulama are becoming very much popular in Australia. Alhamdulillah, even in the last few nights of Ramadan, we had the opportunity to visit Gold Coast, which is not too far from Brisbane. And there, alhamdulillah, is a very famous imam and alim, notably Maulana Imran Hussain, who hails from Lens. And alhamdulillah, he's doing a sterling piece of work and fantastic efforts and initiatives in his community in Gold Coast, alhamdulillah. So we had the opportunity to perform Salat al-Taraweeh with him and the Jummah as well. So alhamdulillah, I think it was a very, very hectic schedule the last few days of Ramadan. We're traveling to different areas, different cities, performing Salat al-Taraweeh. And subhanAllah, once Ramadan completed, the tour continued. The main focus of my tour was the Quran, alhamdulillah. And we thank Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal for this. And we once again proceeded back to Melbourne after Ramadan. And in Melbourne, alhamdulillah, there was a very, very, I would say, a grueling schedule once again put in place, this time visiting many madrasas and many schools. And what really caught my attention in Australia, I never expected to learn and find out that the Muslim schools in Australia have such a large student and learner population. Some of the schools have up to 2,500 students.
Wow.
And yeah. Subhanallah. I tell you, Mufti Sahib, it's really mind-boggling. It's really, really mind-boggling because we don't come across such large Muslim schools. I mean, one of the schools which was started by Maulana Abbas Ali, subhanallah, That spans over three campuses. The school spans over three campuses, over 2,500 children. There are three principals that run that school. So these are some of the experiences which we have experienced in Australia, Muktisab.
Alhamdulillah, you know, Mullah, you made reference to the ulama and also the effort that they made. Mullah Abbas Ali Sahab, who's quite a famous alim in South Africa and also spending a number of years down in Australia and having left a legacy there behind. Now, your overall analysis in terms of the enthusiasm for the deen of Islam, in terms of people coming closer to the deen, people reverting to deen, people reforming their lives, is Islam on the up at the moment?
Honestly, Muftisab, I tell you, my entire perception of Australia has been changed. In the sense that I never expected, first and foremost, to see that Islam is coming up so strongly in Australia. People are so passionate about Islam. I've met parents that have made their children hafaz of the Quran at the age of 8 and the age of 9. One certain Sheikh Hassan, subhanAllah, his daughter had completed the Quran, the hifz of the Quran, at the age of 8 in Australia. I mean, these are all signs of a very bright future for Australia. And subhanAllah, you know, moving around the country, meeting various people, we find that enthusiasm, we find that ego, we find that desire from the many, many, many parents, the many students, the many children who want to learn deen. So many youth have come up to me and inquired from me with regards to the Darul Ulooms and the various madrasas and so forth, even to do hifz, the various hifz madrasas and so forth in our country. And alhamdulillah, this was a very good sign. And on the other hand, we found that there have been also a lot of Australians that have entered into the fold of Islam. And notably, we find that many Australian women have come into the fold of Islam. And alhamdulillah, speaking to Sheikh Maulana Imran Hussain in Gold Coast, you know, he shared with me a few stories of a few brothers and sisters who have come into the fold of Islam. And alhamdulillah, I experienced this firsthand, you know, the day we made Jum'ah in Gold Coast. Immediately, there was a couple who wanted to embrace Islam. And subhanAllah, this couple hail from Colombia. They hail from Colombia, but their children are living in Australia, and their children had become Muslim in Australia, in Gold Coast, and alhamdulillah, they have been attending some of the lessons at the masjid. And immediately, the father and mother were so inspired that their children had become Muslim, that they made the hijrah and they made this journey to Australia, and they too also wanted to make shahada in the same masjid as their children, and subhanAllah, they are taking shahada in that masjid on the day of Jum'ah. And there are many, many, many stories like this, and some of them have even penned their experiences and their stories, some very heartfelt, touching stories which we've heard. In fact, there's one sister who we heard from, I mean, she had to actually leave her home and leave her family completely. She had to leave everything behind because she had taken iman, and alhamdulillah, but she was welcomed by the Muslim community. So in this fashion, moving from city to city, we found that there is a real, I would say, rejuvenation, and there is a real upliftment of Islam coming about. Things are starting to spring up very, very well. If you look at Sydney, in Sydney, alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to attend a few Lebanese masjids and also meet some of the Lebanese ulama and Lebanese shuyukh. And alhamdulillah, I also attended two of the Lebanese madrasas. One is a Hiz madrasa and one is an Ali madrasa. I mean, I was just so taken aback. I was so taken aback to find that there were so many students, Lebanese students, Lebanese descent, you know, students learning the deen, learning Quran, learning the Hiz. And what also caught my attention, I met one alim, one sheikh, a Lebanese sheikh, and you will be shocked that he started to tell me the life story of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh. And when he had met Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh and his experiences with Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh, and to such an extent, even in his library, he had so many kitabs of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh, and so many, you could see genuinely and passionately this person had deep love and for the ulama of the Urban. These are some of the experiences that have been etched in my mind and my heart, alhamdulillah.
If you compare South Africa, you know, what are the areas perhaps where what we can appreciate in our own Islamic infrastructure that perhaps South Africa is gone far ahead? And also, on the other hand, what are the areas or lessons that we can learn from the Australian Muslim community?
Mala, I tell you one thing. We have the Tafsir series, which has come up in South Africa, alhamdulillah, which has been compiled and put together here in South Africa. And this has been welcomed across the length and breadth of Australia. Wherever you go, whether it's individual parents or you attend madrasas, they speak about and they inquire about the Tafsir series. And alhamdulillah, Maulana Burhan Mehtar, Sheikh Burhan Mehtar, doing fantastic work, sterling work in the communities in Perth and in Western Australia. Alhamdulillah, he's been at the forefront of propagating and also training a lot of teachers, etc., with regards to the Tafsir series. And alhamdulillah, this is something which has been widely welcomed. Also, the general norm and the general feeling and consensus amongst the Muslims in Australia is that they have a very high regard for South African ulama. They have a very, very high regard for South African ulama. And alhamdulillah, over the years, South African ulama have been gracing the shores of Australia, and I think they have left a significant, profound impact on the masses in Australia. And alhamdulillah, this has been widely welcomed by one and all. I think lessons that we can take from the brothers in Australia is that although, you know, they are so passionate about the deen, you know, they really want to preserve their deen. You know, many a times we have this misconception that people go to Western countries and there's a possibility and there's a chance that they may lose their deen. But alhamdulillah, going to Australia, I found that people make an extra effort to hold on to their deen. They make an extra effort to make sure that their children learn the Quran. They're making extra effort in every facet to make sure that they can preserve their deen. And this is something which really caught my eye and wiped away this misconception that there is a possibility of people going astray and so forth. Alhamdulillah, you can see people are really, really passionate to preserve the deen. I mean, just to look at the Salat al-Tarawih, which I attended in various masajids in and around Australia, alhamdulillah, we found that for all the Tarawih, the masajids were completely full. Alhamdulillah. Even when we looked at the various Quran programs, alhamdulillah, they were well attended, the Quran programs. So this shows a sign that people have this deep desire. They have a deep desire for deen, and more so, they have the deep desire to preserve the deen. They don't want to lose the deen. They are very, very afraid of losing the deen, and more so, they are very afraid of letting their children grow astray. Now, sometimes we in South Africa, because we have everything set up for us, we have everything at our doorstep, we sometimes fail to realize what we have, and then sometimes things happen that we don't appreciate, and we don't maintain what we have. And this is very important, especially to all the young parents out there. All the young parents out there, when we have all these facilities at our doorstep, we have all the brilliant ulama, we have all the ustads, we have excellent, fantastic madrasas at our doorstep. And when we don't take benefit from these, we don't take benefit from the institutions of deen, then ultimately we can be at a loss. So the lesson that we can take from the Muslims in Australia is that we can make that extra effort to also preserve the deen and protect the deen in the same way how the people in Australia are protecting and preserving the deen, and they have the fear that they don't want to lose the deen and they don't want the generations to come to lose the deen. And alhamdulillah, they are carrying the legacy of the deen and they are passing it on to the next generations to come in a fantastic and a beautiful manner.
Karisab, in terms of, you know, seeing some of the places of interest, sightseeing, did you manage to get a glimpse of some of that, go down to the Gold Coast and do perhaps some snorkeling or scuba diving?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Sahib, I can say to you that what you call it, amidst my grueling schedule, I think in the 4 weeks, I must have had over 40 summer programs. But alhamdulillah, the people were extremely hospitable. And brothers and ulama and various families, they wanted to insist to take us to various places. So alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to visit the Stradi Island. And this is a very significant island, subhanallah, where it's a research center for whales and for dolphins. And alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to see some dolphins that morning, extremely beautiful. We had a brother, Mohammed Mayat, who hails from from Lakefield. And mashallah, he took us to a place outside Sydney called Three Sisters. It's the Blue Haze Mountain. Subhanallah, what a qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, that the mountains actually have this blue haze. When you look at the mountains, it's got this kind of this bluish, kind of a misty haze. Very, very, very beautiful, subhanallah. Then there was Sheikh Tariq, also from Sydney, one of a very good alim as well, a Lebanese alim, subhanallah. He took us for a drive along the coast, maybe about 2 hours out of Sydney. And this was very, very similar if you look at the garden routes, subhanallah. Very, very breathtaking scenery, subhanallah. And we had that opportunity as well. And various other places, even in around Melbourne, we went to an area which is protected. Another thing which I marvel about Australia, a great amount of effort is taken to protect the habitat, the wildlife, and so forth. And they have very, very strict rules and regulations regarding regarding taking food into Australia and taking food from one region and from one province to the other. They have a great desire to protect the habitat. And alhamdulillah, it's a good lesson which I have learned. And they're doing a fantastic job of protecting the habitat. Subhanallah, even in Melbourne, we went to a sanctuary where they have various birds, protected birds. And alhamdulillah, it was amazing to find that what beautiful birds they are and what beautiful qualities and things these birds can do. And the various things that these birds can do, subhanallah. This was really, really a good experience as well, alhamdulillah.
What was some of the highlights of the trip, Karisaf?
For me, the highlight of the trip was ultimately the Quran programs, where we recited the Quran, and to see a good turnout at all of these events, and more so finding that people in the month of Ramadan even stayed well beyond after the Taraweeh just to listen to the program and to listen to the Quran and to various nasheeds and so forth. I mean, this was really touching for me. It was a touching experience. Because, I mean, although Isha is quite early in Australia, but people do go to work and so forth, but alhamdulillah, they have this great desire. They have a great desire to learn the Quran. Another very touching experience and something which I learned was that, especially in Melbourne, the Qasida Burda, many masajid, they actually recite the entire Qasida Burda, all the 10 chapters on the Thursday night. And alhamdulillah, that was also a good experience to listen to the entire Qasida Burda recited on the two Thursdays that I was in Australia. Very, very good.
Karisab, you must have also read a portion yourself.
Alhamdulillah, yes, I did have the opportunity to recite Qasida Burda. I was invited to one event to recite the Qasida Burda. And alhamdulillah, it was an excellent feeling, well received, very, very well received. Another thing what we have also realized is that the people, mashallah, they are very, 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 I would say, they have this great desire. They have the great love for the ulama. They have a great love for the ulama, because I would say that the ulama are very few in number. For example, if you look at Melbourne, there are very few ulama in number. And the people around the ulama, they really cherish the ulama. And they, at every instant, they want to learn something from the ulama. They really want to learn something from the ulama. And we make a lot of dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Australia, and it allows many, many ulama to come about in Australia to fill this great vacuum which is lacking ulama in Australia.
Alhamdulillah, various aspects to the program. Karisab, may we ask that, how long ago was that program put in place? You know, a program like this, of this nature, almost 40 programs as you indicated, there must have been lots of logistical work behind the scenes, for all the arrangements to be in different cities at different times, all of that. Who was the main host, and how long did it take them to put the entire program? So, you know, how far back did were you at the drawing board, we could say, putting this entire program together?
Subhanallah, once I received the visa in April, alhamdulillah, immediately the brothers and sisters in Australia, there were three or four organizations that have come together. One was known as the Young Muslims of Australia. The other organization was known as Pillars of Guidance. The second one was ultimately Al Imdad Foundation, which I am connected with, and Muslim Aid Australia. Alhamdulillah, these are the four main organizations that got together. And they actually put the entire program together. And alhamdulillah, it took about 6 weeks to actually go through everything. Everything was well, very, very well arranged. And alhamdulillah, I would say it was like something like clockwork as well, really clockwork, in order to maximize my visit to Australia, alhamdulillah. But ultimately, we thank Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. We are grateful to Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal for allowing us the favor to be of some benefit to the people in Australia, and may Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal accept our feeble efforts. And alhamdulillah, we find that the youth, especially the youth from the Young Muslims Australia organization and the PVCC, the Pillars of Guidance Center, these two organizations are primarily youth. These are youth that are running these organizations. And alhamdulillah, we find that they are also qualified in various different fields and so forth. And I'm very professional, extremely professional in how they arranged everything. And, you know, everything was sorted out to the T. All the T's were crossed, all the I's were dotted, and alhamdulillah, everything went like clockwork, and alhamdulillah, extremely fruitful, very, very fruitful. And also, I would say that they maximized my time. They maximized my time. Maybe I, on a lighter note, I would say that taken even the last drop out. So, subhanAllah, we thank Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla for that.
You know, there's usually they talk about the South Africans taking, you know, the last drop of blood or last drop of juice out of a person. I remember when Sheikh Zahir Mahmoud came to South Africa and we met him at Uncle Yakub Meter's home, and he was telling us that, yes, he knows the South Africans have a reputation of hosting or wanting to have several programs in one day. And it's heartwarming to hear that the Australians did the same and took maximum benefit from yourself.
We thank Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, and ultimately I was very happy to do that. And my mizaj is also such, my personality is also such that I find it very difficult to tell anyone no. I find it very, very difficult to tell anyone no. So alhamdulillah, in addition to the set programs, various other programs were included. And alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal for allowing us this opportunity. We always made dua to Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal that our entire lives, He accept us for the khidmat of the deen and the khidmat of the Quran and the khidmat of insan. And ultimately, none of this is our doing. None of this is our doing. It is the efforts of our ustads and ultimately their du'as and the du'as of our parents and all those out there, all of their du'as. So we cannot in no way whatsoever take credit for anything that we are doing. It is ultimately the favor of Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, the du'as and the tawajjuh of our ustads and of our parents indeed.
Krishap, you are a senior member of the Al Imdad Foundation. There's also the Al Imdad Foundation in Australia. Perhaps you can share with us some words about their work, and were you involved in any of the activities?
Alhamdulillah, Al Imdad Foundation Australia is doing very well. The office is about 5 years old. Sheikh Burhan, Morana Burhan Mehter, the son of Uncle Yaqub Mehter, has been doing a fantastic job since it has been initiated. And alhamdulillah, well recognized by government. We have the opportunity as well to meet various government officials. Alhamdulillah, we were welcomed by them. They wanted to meet with us, and the various strategies and humanitarian initiatives were also discussed. So in Australia, Al Imdad is doing very, very well. Alhamdulillah, some of the events which were held, we also report their programs on behalf of Al Imdad Foundation, and it has a very, very strong support base in Australia. Alhamdulillah, Al Imdad Foundation Australia is also collaborating with various other organizations and NGOs in Australia, and they are strengthening the humanitarian response from Muslims in Australia across the world. And another thing what I must say is that the Al Imdad Foundation is, you can find Al Imdad Foundation in all of the cities. All of the cities, because remember Australia is a very large country, whether it's in Perth, whether it's in Brisbane, whether it's in Melbourne, whether it's in Sydney, alhamdulillah, Al Imdad Foundation has a presence in all of these cities. And ultimately, Al Imdad Foundation is that organization which is providing an avenue in Australia for donors who want to discharge their funds and make sure that their funds will be discharged correctly in accordance with the Sharia. And moving from place to place, these are the sentiments and the feelings that we have heard of people, that they are very happy in the manner that Al Imdad Foundation discharges the funds which are entrusted with it. And especially they are extremely happy and taken aback by how Al Imdad Foundation implements its projects and the swiftness and the speed in which Al Imdad Foundation implements its projects. So alhamdulillah, the people in Australia were very, very happy with Al Imdad. They have really made Al Imdad into something. And another notable factor was that one of the very senior ministers had actually invited us to discuss the special humanitarian visa program. And just to take Al Imdad Foundation's sentiments, to take their ideas, and to take their they were advised on the matter. So alhamdulillah, it is a great feeling to see that Al Imdad Foundation has been widely accepted not only in the Muslim community but also in the various levels of government in Australia, because ultimately Al Imdad Foundation is that organization which will always aspire to work within the framework of the law wherever it works and with the various communities and with the various authorities and making sure that things go work accordingly, first and foremost according to the Sharia and to the local regulations and laws.
Coming back to South Africa, back to work, what are you involved in at the moment, Karisap?
You know, alhamdulillah, many of my friends ask me, when do I get time to rest and when do I get time to take a break? So I always joke and say with them, I think the best sleep we will have is in our qabr, insha'Allah. There's no time for rest and there's no time for sleep and there's no time to take a break in the dunya. So alhamdulillah, I got back on Saturday and immediately we sprung into action. Alhamdulillah, we embarked on a very, very good initiative today. Today was the launch of the Extended Operation Winter Warmth Initiative. This is an initiative by the Al Imdad Foundation, Air Mercy Services, as well as the Department of Health, KwaZulu-Natal. Alhamdulillah, the three organizations and the three entities have come together to extend the Winter Warm program into isolated and rural areas of South Africa. Alhamdulillah, this collaboration and this partnership allows us to extend our humanitarian hand and our humanitarian efforts into all those various rural areas where there is no infrastructure and where not many people go to assist people. Alhamdulillah, today we launched the first humanitarian flight. I was aboard that flight. It was a cargo flight. Alhamdulillah, laden with blankets, warm hats, winter warmers, walking sticks, and various other medical supplies and so forth. And alhamdulillah, we took off this morning at 7:30 and we landed at an airfield in Kavuma. In Kavuma is close to the Swazi border. This was an area identified by the Department of Health, stating to us it's a highly impoverished area, highly impoverished region, and people are extremely poor in this area. And I can bear witness to that, that when we landed in Kavuma this morning aboard the Air Mercy Service aircraft, when we got down and we touched down, the moment you get off the airstrip, and the airstrip is just basically a piece of land. It's not even tarred. It's not even gravel. It's just a piece of runway of grass. And that's exactly where we landed. And when we got off the aircraft and we made our way through to the distribution point, it was shocking to see the poverty right here at our doorstep. What poverty exists right here at our doorstep? So alhamdulillah, with air support being provided to the Al Imdad Foundation, we are extending our operation Winter Warm even now into more rural and deeper areas within South Africa. And alhamdulillah, this is going to continue for the next 8 weeks, as you can all feel that the winter is not. Today was a remarkable day, where people really welcomed us. And that one blanket that they received, there was so much of jubilation, there was so much of joy. It was unbelievable to see the happiness on their faces. So alhamdulillah, this is all the more reasons to show that in coming together, various organizations, various entities, we can bring our resources together, we can bring our expertise together, we can bring our capabilities together, and we can do more to alleviate poverty. We can do more to strive to serve humanity and make a difference in our country and a difference across the Ummah and a difference across the globe.
Where are we speaking to you from this evening, Karisaf?
Alhamdulillah, about an hour or so ago, we landed back at King Chaka International Airport, alhamdulillah, aboard the Air Mercy Service aircraft. So I'm back in Durban, and hopefully tomorrow we will be back in Johannesburg. It's been an extremely tiring day. To get everything up and running, we were actually at the airport from about 5 a.m. this morning, and alhamdulillah, the cargo was all loaded onto the aircraft. Also, I'm happy to say is that the pilot of the aircraft was none other than our CEO, Yaqub Vahid, his son, Yusuf Vahid. Mashallah, is an experienced pilot, and he was the one who piloted and flew the aircraft this morning. And alhamdulillah, it's an excellent initiative. It's an excellent initiative where we are taking various expertise, we are taking various resources, we are taking various capabilities, and this is giving us an extra edge to extend our humanitarian hand into places where people are desperately, desperately in need of aid. Today, when we went to the local hospital in that area or the local clinic in that area, it was shocking to see how frail people are, how frail people are. And every one of them have expressed that the area has not much activity, there's not much business activity, there's not much factories. It is, as we would call it in inverted commas, complete, total bundus. Very, very difficult to get into such areas. And this area was identified by the Department of Health, and they expressed their sentiments, and they expressed their desire for us to go there to these areas and to distribute. So inshallah, there are still 8 more humanitarian flights to go. Alhamdulillah, today was a very, very satisfying feeling for us, especially coming from Al Imdad Foundation. This organization, we've seen this organization in its infancy. And today, alhamdulillah, we find that Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla has allowed this organization to grow to such an extent that now we find that, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla is putting such resources at our disposal that we can even reach out to people where hardly anyone has been in those areas to help these people. So it's a great, great satisfaction. And we also thank Allah Ta'ala as we express our profound gratitude to Allah Ta'ala as well, that He chooses us to assist people in various parts of the world who haven't seen much. And on this point, I will echo the words of none other than Hazrat Maulana Yunus Daya, who once said to me, that we are the ones. We should be making shukr to Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. We should be thanking Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal that He is choosing us to bring warmth to somebody. He is choosing us to feed a person who is hungry. He is choosing us to clothe a person who does not have clothes on. He is choosing us to give shelter to a person who is homeless. So how much more gratitude do we have to give to Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal for giving us this noble opportunity to be of assistance to humanity?
That's a powerful message. We've run out of time. Karisap, your final words to the listeners of Radio Islam?
I say to all the listeners of Radio Islam that today, alhamdulillah, the partnership between Air Mercy Services, the Department of Health, and Al Imdad Foundation is just proof in the pudding to say that in coming together, bringing our resources together, bringing our capabilities, our initiatives, our strengths, bringing together our expertise, there is no limit to what we can achieve in striving to serve humanity. So I make a humble appeal to all of the listeners of Radio Islam to please support Al Imdad Foundation. This is your organization. And alhamdulillah, the organization is even reaching out to more desperate widows, orphans, and homeless people, not only in South Africa, but across the globe. It's helping people across the globe, alhamdulillah. And this is your organization. This is the organization which you have supported. You have supported this organization from the very beginning. And alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahab, yourself, and the personnel at the staff of Radio Islam, and Radio Islam itself, alhamdulillah, from the very beginning, infancy stages, you have been supporting Al Imdad Foundation. And this is my point. All of us are a cog in the system. Every one of us is a cog in the system. We all are playing our role in making our humanitarian impact. Every one of us are playing some kind of role in helping humanity and extending this humanitarian hand to different parts of the world. So every one of us are playing our roles. Every one of us together, collectively, our efforts together, we are making an impact in the dunya. So we ask our listeners out there, please support Al Imdad. You can get more information on www.alimdad.com or you can call 0861-786-243. Mufti Saab, from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of Al Imdad Foundation, our trustees, our staff, and all the recipients of Al Imdad Foundation, we thank you and we thank Radio Islam and we thank our listeners for warning us this opportunity to not only today, but at every juncture, you have allowed us to update our communities with the various work and the various humanitarian relief efforts that we have been doing. Jazakallah khairan for that.
Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the great work, take you all from strength to strength, reward you abundantly in this world and the akhirah, also reward the family members. We can well imagine the sacrifice that your family is making and the family members of all the members of the Al Imdad team. May Allah reward them all handsomely in this world and the akhirah. And we continue to touch base, inshallah, in the coming days and coming months on covering the great work of Al Imdad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all. Jazakumullah khair, Karisap, all the best for your trip back to Johannesburg, inshallah, and we look forward to meeting you in the coming days, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ta'ala Azwadil, and as my highlight from back home will be meeting yourself. May Allah Ta'ala Azwadil bless you, may He protect you, may He elevate you, and look after you at all times, and always accept you for the deen of Islam. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you hold a special place in my heart. May Allah Ta'ala Azwadil increase our muhabbat for one another. Jazakumullah khair.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Kari Ziad Patel speaking to us from Durban this evening about the new, very exciting initiative that Al Imdad has embarked on, an initiative between Al Imdad Foundation and other organizations coming together, pooling resources to serve humanity. That's where we leave it for this evening. Until we meet again, Assalamu alaikum.